back and they score! And Giroux's got it! He deflects it by Antiniemi! And the Flyers have some magic left as they win it in overtime!
Voracek cutting on in! Voracek to the middle of the shot! He scores!
It's time for the 5-Minute Major Podcast.
Seymour Gagné!
That's what the people came to see!
Now here's your hosts, Matt Mastrogiovanni and Dave Morris.
Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome to another episode of 5-Minute Major Radio. Dave here with my broadcast partner in crime, Matt Mastrogiovanni. And Matt, how's it going this evening?
Oh man, it is going very well. We have a very spicy, we're actually going to go reverse tonight, a reverse hit action on our audience. We have around the league first because, again, we have some spicy happenings that have gone on these past couple of days in the hockey world. Twitter is aflame in a good and a bad way. It does pertain to the Flyers, but it also does pertain to the Capitals and the Rangers. We'll have more on that in just a couple minutes, but man, it is going awesome. The Phillies hit a grand slam. They're playing right now, so gotta love sports.
And there's only three more games left in this terrible Flyers season.
I was going to say, and we're almost out of our misery with the Flyers, too.
I think, but actually, by the time we record next week's podcast, the season will be over.
It's about damn time.
Yes.
I just literally, like, I hope PETA doesn't come after me for this, but the Flyers just need to be put down like a horse with a broken leg. Send them to the glue factory.
Woof. We're getting dark here.
At least for this season.
At least for this season, yeah. They're chop them up. They're done. They're well done. So, but yeah, I guess we're just going to hop right into it. For those who haven't lived under a rock in the hockey world, there's been some drama involving Tom Wilson. And I don't think that's ever been said before.
I was going to say.
Note the sarcasm. Monday night's game against the Washington Capitals and New York Rangers in New York at Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
During a play after a whistle, Rangers, I think, are on a power play.
Yeah.
Tom Wilson actually can play hockey, so he's out. A lot of people don't want to admit that, but the guy can actually play hockey.
Yes.
He's out there on the penalty kill, I believe, to my knowledge. Whistle comes down to play dead. Rangers forward Pavel Buchnevich falls down to the ground while getting in a tussle with Wilson. Whilst on the ground and having a stick around his neck, Tom Wilson proceeds to punch him twice repeatedly in the head while he's defenseless on the ground. So then, as one would assume, all hell breaks loose.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there's breaking news right now. There was a seventh fight in this Rangers-Capitals game going on right now. And it's still in the first period. But any hoodles, back to, you know, what everyone should know, already knows. All hell breaks loose in the scrum. And for some reason, you love the gung-ho and the effort of a star player, an elite forward in Artemi Panarin getting involved. But I bet you now he regrets choosing to go after the guy he chose to go after. Mm. He literally jumps on the back of Tom Wilson. And I feel like the narrator should be like, and in this moment, he regretted it instantly. Because Tom Wilson's going to Tom Wilson and literally body slams him like WWE wrestling move to the ice. Apparently it's only a lower body injury, but he's done for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky it wasn't a head injury because his helmet did come off.
Yeah.
So that ends. Twitter is aflame. It's worse than it already normally is. Of course, it breaks all over the interwebs. The @Capitals Twitter profile sends out probably one of the worst tweets I have ever seen.
I wouldn't even call it, I'm sorry to cut you off, I wouldn't even call it the worst. I would just call it completely ill-advised.
Yes. Like that intern who posted that got fired.
But it's also too, like, we've seen bad tweet. We've seen ill-advised tweets from other sports organizations, and like these tweets have to go through, I feel like, more than one level of approval. So like this is on multiple people, I feel like.
I know
there's the running joke about, oh, why did the intern tweet this, blah blah blah, but it's like there's probably someone whose job this is, not just the intern.
Like it's like a social media manager.
The intern might just be hitting tweet when the social media manager is like, wouldn't this be a good idea? And the intern's like, I guess. And then they just hit tweet. Tough look for the Caps, Dave. Go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt.
So that literally, and they say they chose Tom Wilson, the capitalist, chose violence. They tweet that. It's not up on Twitter for very long because it catches like kerosene going onto an existing fire.
Oh, yeah, they got
I saw it and screenshotted it instantly because I'm like, this shit's getting deleted in 2 seconds. I want to have this.
Yeah.
I, of course, then tweeted at the Capitals to remind them that I have it. And because I was the only person to do that on Monday night.
Blackmail NHL
teams. And then, you know, Twitter goes to work. Tom Wilson is he's not the most liked guy out in the hockey community. You know, and it wind gets round. Everyone's wondering what's going to happen. People are calling for him to be banned indefinitely from the league. People want him banned for the rest of the season. People just want a little something. And, you know, it's George Parros and the NHL Department of Player Safety. So really, they're sitting there. They're going to spin their discipline wheel and see what it lands on no matter what. One thing leads to another. $5,000 fine. That's it. Punching a defensive player in the head. Which me personally, I am more upset at the punch the head of Pavel Buchnevich than I am on the body slam on Artemi Panarin.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that. We will get to that. I do have thoughts on those viewpoints there. So anyway, I'm just trying to do a timeline of events. So word comes out, the $5K fine. More kerosene is added to the Twitter fire. The New York Rangers then release a statement yesterday afternoon, and because of, you know, how excellent of a podcast we are, we had that statement ready to go for everyone. And hopefully if I can read English properly, I will not mess this up. But this is a statement from the New York Rangers. The New York Rangers are extremely disappointed that Capitals forward Tom Wilson was not suspended for his horrifying act of violence last night at Madison Square Garden. Wilson is a repeat offender with a long history of these type of acts, and we find it shocking that the NHL and their Department of Player Safety failed to take the appropriate action and to suspend him indefinitely. Now, right there at that moment, we're going to pause for a second. Normally, you think, okay, that's a good statement. That's what you'd normally see when a team is upset.
Yeah.
The Rangers said, no, 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 hold my beer. They doubled down and resumed. Wilson's dangerous and reckless actions caused an injury to Artemi Panarin that will prevent him from playing again this season. We view this as a dereliction of duty by the NHL head of player safety, George Parros, and believe he is unfit to continue in his current role. And the Rangers said, mic drop.
Oh, man, I love it. The NHL has basically turned into like the WWE in the past couple of days because there's just so much trash talk, like professional trash talk, because obviously that's like a professional statement from the entire Rangers organization, but also the Rangers just fired their GM.
That's what I was saying.
So like their organization in itself has been kind of a mess this entire season, but the fact that they're calling out Parros and the Department of Player Safety, I mean, it's literally just, it's a war of the words, and we saw it boil over tonight, obviously, with the line brawl that started the Capitals and the Rangers game, on top of the three and even four more fights that happened, and I think it's still the first period, so it's like, this, I mean, it's entertaining to say, that it's entertaining to see all this happen, but it shouldn't come to this, I don't think, where the fact, like, even if Wilson would have gotten, I don't know, one or two games, I think that might have at least kind of, like, satiated the Rangers, where it's like, all right, like,
yeah.
But, again, I think if I'm not mistaken, is Wilson's a repeat offender by league standards.
Yeah, he was suspended earlier this season.
Yeah, it's like, what is it, 9 months you're considered a repeat offender or something like that. But then again, the Department of Player Safety is a complete, I think people were calling it a circus, a joke, a clown show, anything well, you want to, like, and it is. I mean, we'll get into that again more with the Gossip Bear news that came out from last night's Flyers game. But, dude, I mean, it is just a, it's a mess. Like, and we always, the running joke is you see something that happens, you see that some player has a hearing, and then the running joke is that there's literally just, it's like Wheel of Fortune, or it's like the wheel on the Price is Right, where they spin it, and it's got like spots like $500
fine. 5K fine, 2 games suspension, five games suspension.
Yeah, like, and then if you hit the jackpot, I don't know, you get fined, suspended, and you're out of the league. Like, something like that. But it's like, it's just crazy. And this, like, I don't think this is just, it hasn't just happened with George Parros at the helm, because we saw the same thing with Brendan Shanahan too, where it was like, why is this 2 games? This is only a fine. This is 5 games. This is 7. Like, there's no consistency, and you see things that are worse that get a fine or no suspension, but you see things that are far less worse that get even more action. Like, it's crazy. Actually, I think something just happened with Tom Wilson. He looks like he left the game.
Apparently, I was watching the stream. Apparently, him and Buznevich went at it. It wasn't a fight or anything, but Buznevich is in the penalty box. So I think they probably gave Wilson a good old 10-minute misconduct. And since there was only like 4 minutes left in the first period, he's going to go, you know, take off his upper body gear a little bit early there.
I mean, again, like I said, it's entertaining to see the players policing themselves, because if the league can't do it, then obviously the players are going to do it. And we've seen it before where teams call up guys from their minor league teams that are like quote unquote goons or enforcers, and we've actually seen this before with the Rangers and the Capitals. There was a line brawl, was it 5 years ago maybe?
Rangers and Devils.
That's what it was. It was Rangers and Devils, because Tortorella was still the coach for the Rangers, right?
I believe so.
But
yeah.
It's like, I mean, hey, I was expecting a line brawl. I think everyone was expecting something to happen, and this was awesome. But again, I don't think that it should come down to this, where, like, obviously what happened to Panarin. Yeah, I think what happened to Panarin, I think, was worse than what happened to Buznevich. I know that sounds bad, but, like, Panarin got RKO'd onto the ice. Like, I literally saw a video where someone edited in the WWE announcer doing, like, Randy Orton's, like, RKO out of nowhere, like, that thing. And I was like, that's funny, but that's also dangerous. But, I mean, it's just, again, it's like Parros not even suspending Wilson, just basically, like you said earlier, Dave, just completely threw gasoline on an already burning fire. Yeah. Because we've seen Wilson do other stuff, and again, he's a good hockey player, but he doesn't, there's multiple times that he doesn't know where, he crosses the line, and you hear guys, like, before saying, like, if you're a guy like him, you have to be able to toe that line and kind of walk it without getting suspended, because, I mean, the Capitals are going to need a guy like Wilson come the playoffs, and if he gets suspended, I mean, I can't do anything about it, obviously, but they're going to be missing one of their key players, so...
Yeah.
I just think, again, I think the Department of Player Safety has to take a good look in the mirror and figure it out.
That's what I said. Figure it out.
So, but again, I don't know how you do that. Like, there has to be some sort of, like, I'm watching, I think a storm's coming in, weather guy now, but there has to be some instance where I don't want to, for lack of better terms, I want to say you kind of start over, where it's like you have a hit to the head, and it's like, all right, that sets the precedent for going forward, where it's like a hit to the head, depending on severity, you get at least 1 game. And I know there's a lot of factors that play into it, where it's like if the player was injured, if there was a call on the ice, like at the time of the play, all that jazz. But it's like, again, and we've been saying this forever with Department of Player Safety, but there's no consistency. And we've seen, again, we've seen things that deserve suspensions, i.e. Tom Wilson on Monday, not get suspended, and shit that, oh, excuse my language, and stuff that doesn't warrant a suspension, i.e., I think Ghost last night.
Yep.
And he gets suspended two games for, oh, man, it's just, it's insane. And like we said before, just to start things off, Flyers Twitter, NHL Twitter in general has just been completely aflame, and George Parros is probably just sitting there with, like, Joker makeup on. Like, I think I tweeted out the GIF where it's like, let's introduce a little anarchy. Like, he's probably just sitting there, like, sipping on a brew or sipping on something, just watching, like, Twitter just burn itself down. So, it's crazy. Again, it is entertaining, but it's also frustrating because player safety is supposed to be, like, is supposed to kind of deter things like this from happening, or at least deal with it in the right way after the fact. And it's, I mean, it's like he's literally just completely dropped the ball.
Yeah, the NHL Department of Player Safety is just like the Flyers. They are consistently inconsistent.
Yeah.
That's as one of our favorite go-to one-liners here at 5-Minute Major. The whole incident, though, like, everything's connected. Like, from Gossip Bear suspension to Tom Wilson, it's all intertangled because it's happened within the span. Like, we're only at Wednesday night. Like, tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, by the way, so happy Cinco de Mayo to everyone. Like, we're only, like, it's only Wednesday, May 5th. And you can only imagine that I personally truly believe the only reason why Shane Gosper was suspended two games for his boarding play on Friedman from last night's Flyers Penguins game was because Department of Player Safety was already on fire from butchering this Wilson situation, and they said, well, we have to do something.
Yeah.
So
it's sorry, literally not- It's dude, it's all come full circle where literally we saw the Tim Peel thing happen where he's like, I gotta get a makeup call. And then we see Department of Player Safety making a makeup call where it's like, oh, we screwed up on this, but we're gonna get this right and we're gonna drop the hammer now. And it's like, this is crazy. Like, it's insane.
It's so frustrating because we're gonna get into this now, obviously. You see a player, a goon slash power forward in Tom Wilson. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. That's what he is. That's what he does his job well. He knows his role. Who is a repeat offender who's been suspended multiple times, gets slapped with a $5,000 fine. Then you have an offensive defenseman who in almost 400 NHL games has never faced supplemental discipline before in his entire career and gets a two-game ban for a little shove. What are we doing? What is George Parros doing? The New York Rangers, in their statement, literally just said everything we, the fans, have been singing for years.
Yeah.
They're not doing their job. And there's all this talk of wanting to get fighting out of the game. They want the game to be safer. Well, if you want the game to be safer, George Parros, actually call your flipping rules. Because if you at least maybe had given, now granted, whatever the call was, because it involves Tom Wilson, there would be a section of hockey fans and hockey media still outraged.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing would be good enough.
Well, you can't, like, please everyone.
Precisely. But nothing would be good. It's 2021 and nothing would be good enough for anyone. Like, there would be something to be mad at. But at least you might not have, if you're concerned about concussions and head trauma in hockey and there's still ongoing lawsuits against the NHL for brain trauma from the early 2000s and 90s. If you were that worried about it, maybe you would have done something to suspend Wilson, because then you know what? You might not have had seven fights in the opening 10 minutes of this Rangers-Capitals game tonight. You know?
But on the fans' end of it, we would
have. Oh, I mean, the fans. the fans and me personally, you love to see it.
I was going
to
say, yeah.
This is what hockey's been missing to a certain extent. Like, it's gotten kind of stale at times. So this
Don't
is
you, oh, this I'm gonna is go, great to I'm, see. I'm going to go here, too, because but, I know – I don't know if you know what I'm thinking, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Well, could you imagine – imagine if it was the Capitals and the Flyers that that happened to. Do you think the Flyers would have done the same things the Rangers did where there would have been a line brawl tonight? Or do you think that – like, with the way the Flyers have been, and again, that all that jazz about we're such a tight-knit group, blah, blah, blah. Do you think they would have responded like the Rangers would?
You would hope so, because you did see Mark Friedman last night take a high hit on Joel Farabee, and Voracek went after him.
Well, and then Farabee fed him his lungs, too. Farabee said,
no, no, I'm going to fight you, and he gave him a right and dropped him.
Oh, yeah.
But there's more to get in with that Mark Friedman stuff. I would want to hope so. But I've got more to add into this whole Tom Wilson, Panarin, Buchnevich scenario.
Sounds good.
I've been hearing a lot of drama lately, a lot of question marks from, you know, other friends and family I've been talking to with this about. And there's just this automatic picture to paint Tom Wilson as 100% the guilty party. Like, he is completely in the wrong, which to a certain extent he is. For Pavel Buchnevich, the punch in the head, completely wrong. That's a suspendable offense. RKOing Panarin, suspendable offense.
Yes.
But at one point, it takes two to tango. And Artemi Panarin should have known better. Okay, like, I give him full props for being a star player, going out of his lane to get involved in a scrum. Because he easily could have stayed off. He could have not gone in the pot. He said, I'm a star. I'm a score forward. I don't want to get hurt. I'm staying away. But he said, you know what? I'm going to go defend my teammate, and I'm getting in there. Mm. And like I said earlier in tonight's podcast, he probably regrets jumping on the back of Tom Wilson because that's not going to end well. And it did not end well. But I've just seen this back and forth as Tom Wilson's bad. We need to crucify him, screw him, and Artemi Panarin did nothing wrong. Well, like I said, it takes two to tango, and Panarin should have known what he was doing was a bad idea and that it was not going to end well for him. I feel like Wilson's got like 100 pounds and like 5 inches on Panarin. Like, you're not going to win that battle.
So, all right, so like, I have a tweet here. We have some possible inside info from Andy Petrillo. I think she's with, is she with the Athletic? It doesn't say in her bio. She is. I'm not sure. Sorry, Andy, but we're crediting you for your tweet. She tweeted, there are reports that George Parros is at MSG for this game right now. And her tweet says, quote, if the league thought that would intimidate the players, make them behave themselves, then they lost the plot. In this case, the players lost their respect and trust in the DOPS. Agree or disagree, the fights say it all. So, George Parros, if you're at MSG, boy, do you have – I don't even know. Like,
the
I mean
– The players –
There's two public enemy number ones right now. It's George Parros and Tom Wilson.
And the players on the Rangers just gave George Parros – every single one of them on the New York Rangers just gave him two big middle fingers.
Yep.
And there's going to be more fights tonight. Guarantee it. This is not over. There's going to be an incident in every period of this game.
Yep.
The
first period's over, by the way. So there's already been 100 penalty minutes.
And there's going to be more. This game could rival the penalty minute game from back in 04 against the Senators and the Flyers. I would not be surprised. But going back to my point that I was saying...
Sorry,
I feel like, and it's essentially over. At what point do you have to realize, like, Panarin kind of did it to himself to a certain extent. Like, he wasn't fully an innocent party. Then I got people who also told me, you know, he should have stayed out of his lane and not done anything. And I'm like, well, then, you know, like, Panarin was literally screwed there because if he had sat back and done nothing, there would be a sect of fan base being going, you know, typical Russian, not getting involved, typical European player, being soft, not getting involved in dirty work.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like, damned if you do, damned if you don't there. I get why, trust me, I understand why Tom Wilson has the image he has, mm-hmm. you know, and it's very frustrating because Tom Wilson is a hell of a damn good hockey player. I would take him on the Flyers in a heartbeat. I'm on the record. We'll say that you can like Tom Wilson and the style he plays, but be angry and be pissed off at him for the shit he pulled on Monday yeah. night. You can be both. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not an incident that separate that is, you know, undoes the other one.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those crazy things. And the fact that because of Department of Player Safety's inability in calling this right.
Yeah.
The Flyers now lose arguably their quote unquote best defenseman this season for two games against the Capitals.
Well, not that it really matters at this point.
Not that it matters at all. But it's like, what are we doing here? And the NHL has a lot to fix. They have to fix their referees. They need to fix their player safety. And there's a lot on their plate. And, you know, this public showing, like the New York Rangers are going to be fined heavily for that mm-hmm. statement. Because they called out a league employee, like by name, saying he is unfit to do the job. They said he needs to be fired. You know, that's not going to sit well with the NHL. That's not going to sit well with Mr. Bettman, with Gary Bettman at all. And then you hear reports today that all of a sudden, it was like 4 o'clock this afternoon, like you said, Matt, the Rangers fired their president and general manager. And they immediately came out and said, it has nothing to do with the statement and the Tom Wilson incident. I am calling bullshit. Even though John Davidson, their president of hockey ops for the Rangers, and their GM, Jeff Gordon, vehemently denied being a part of that statement.
Yeah.
They had to know what was going on. And two, and if ownership made that statement and didn't get their approval, or... You know, he's firing them because they didn't have his back.
Mm-hmm.
So it is involved, and everyone, I think, sees through that. And subsequently, Chris Drury, who has been being groomed to be this new role, is now the Rangers' new president and GM, which everyone saw coming a million miles away. But I just, you wonder if the NHL had done, if Department of Player Safety and George Parros had done their job properly
yeah.
with Tom Wilson. Would Shane Gostisbehere be suspended right now? And my gut tells me no. That play on... And we'll just get into this now. I don't know if you saw the play, Matt. But that play that Ghost made on Friedman, it's clear. Mark Friedman is the most hated Pittsburgh Penguin.
Yeah, I saw it.
I never thought I would ever speak those words.
Yeah.
Normally, when you think of most hated Penguin, you think of Matt Cook. You think of James Neal, Malkin, or Crosby. Uh-huh. But no, it's Mark freaking Friedman, who's an ex-Philadelphia Flyer. A little shot from Ghost. He loses an edge way too easily.
Yeah.
Like, dude, the Oscars were 2 weeks ago, bud.
I think that's what Jim Jackson said.
former Flyer Scotty Upshaw retweeted a clip of it and said, stay on your feet, bud. That's a dive.
Yep.
So you got a former player chiming in there. And that whole game... Friedman was involved, and Friedman's only played 4 games since being claimed by the Pittsburgh Penguins, and they've all been against the Flyers. Yeah. And he has been involved in every single game, including getting concussed on a huge legal hit by Nolan Patrick in his second game with the Penguins.
Yep.
And there was, like I said, there's a high hit on that he gave on Farabee. Voracek slashes him, then Farabee fights him and drops him with a nasty right.
Mm-hmm.
Things have now come to fruition thanks to our fellow Flyers broadcast, our broadcast podcast, Broad Street Hockey Radio, with Charlie O'Connor, telling a story today that he heard from Bill Meltzer, who everyone knows in Flyers media, another big Flyers media member. Bill Meltzer came out and said, and talked to Charlie O'Connor about this, pretty much said, in his time here, Mark Friedman, the reason why he was never called up early on in his career was because he was, quote, immature, and the Flyers thought he wasn't ready. And earlier this season, when he wasn't playing and he was health-bombed a lot and health-bombed over, you know, Nate Prosser,
Yeah.
As an example, he was being a loudmouth in the locker room, complaining to everyone and anyone who could hear, and complained even to fellow players, saying, "I'm better than you. Why are you in the lineup, and why am I health bombed?" So hearing that, no wonder the Flyers hate Mark Friedman, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, you're not going to see anything else happen because of this, because that was the last Flyers-Penguins game until next season, whenever that occurs. We're hopefully next October.
This coming October.
Yeah, October 2021. It's just like, it amazes me because I never thought I'd see, like, this is the most we've ever thought we'd be talking about Mark Friedman. Like, the dude is a borderline American. He's an American. He is a number 7 healthy scratch NHL defenseman and a top 4 AHL defenseman. Like, he's not good.
Sadly, he's living rent free in our heads right now.
And he is. So good for Mark Friedman. Congrats, buddy. You finally made it in Philly. And you're probably the most hated player.
Now we hate you.
he's even talked trash about how Philadelphia is, quote, a dirty city. When someone asked, when one of the Pittsburgh media members asked him, "Well, how do you like Pittsburgh better than Philadelphia?" He's like, "Oh yeah, my new town where I live now is much cleaner than Philadelphia. It was dirty."
Only we can talk bad about our city.
Like even though I'm mad at Gritty right now, like, we all hated Gritty until everyone started attacking him, especially Pittsburgh. No one can talk smack on Philadelphia except for Philadelphians. So get that straight, Mark Friedman. You are now one of them. Or as they say out there in Western Pennsylvania, one of Yin's guys. Let me have my coleslaw, my french fries, and my mayonnaise on my sandwich because I'm a weirdo. Your city's a glorified suburb. Shut the hell up. Any hoodles.
Tell them how it is.
I mean, there's really not much more to say about this. Matt, I have hogged the talking stick for the first half an hour of tonight's episode.
Yeah.
So I am going to, well, let's be real. This is the meat and the potatoes of this week's episode.
Yes.
So with that, though, I'm going to relinquish the talking stick and you, sir, can have it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess in my closing remarks for player safety is obviously figure it out. And there's just got to be, who knows if it'll ever be consistent. I mean, everyone's going to have an opinion about anything. You can't please everyone. But again, I think it's like the Flyers where it's laughable at this point, just how bad it's gotten, where a guy who gets lightly cross-checked and folds like a house of cards, that player who does that to him gets suspended twice, where you can body slam a guy on the ice and then punch a guy in the back of the head a couple times and you get fined $5K. Like, there's no balance. So it's a joke. And the fact that Ghost got suspended for 2 games while Wilson only got fined, joke. But I guess in regard to the Flyers, just last night's game, this is where we're at in the season, where I completely forgot they were on. I was going about my night, doing whatever, and I'm like, I was on my iPad, and I saw, like, old, like, what I thought were old notifications, because I get scoring updates, and I'm like, oh, man, they're actually on right now. So I did watch I paid attention to the third period, because the Phillies were on, so I had them on my big screen. I had the Flyers on my iPad. The Flyers obviously just completely, again, like they've done all season, just crap the bed. They lose 7-3. But, yeah, I mean, I did see the Friedman play with Ghost. I did see the highlights of Farabee feeding him his lunch, which was awesome. It's just great. Like, and it brings me to another point, too, which we can touch on briefly, is that we've seen already that Vigneault has been saying these, like, cryptic quotes in a couple of his press conferences recently, where it's like something along the lines, and I'm loosely paraphrasing here, but he's like, we have some reasons why we think that guys haven't like fully achieved this year, but I can't say that anything yet. Like, we'll say it at the end of the season. It's like, dude, there's 3 games left. Just tell us, honestly. Like, you have your franchise goalie, you shut him down because, I mean, again, that's the right move that they did that. You completely mishandled him this season with his personal struggles on top of just him getting completely hung out the dry night in and night out. I mean, Elliott, congrats on your 500th game last night, but again, I think it's time for him to go. And hopefully we get some sort of backup or 1B goalie to help out with Hart, preferably a younger guy, so like he can take on more of a workload if Hart, hopefully, knock on wood, doesn't struggle as much as he did this season, next season. And there's also Dave Scott's comments in the interview with your boy Carcidi, which I think are just completely like, the guy, like, who the hell knows if that guy even watches any of these games? I mean, I don't want to get into it because it's just a whole other can of worms with how bad this team is and how the culture of this team has changed over the years ever since Ed Snyder died and all that. And it's obviously sad to see, and we've said it before, where the team is mainly run like a business now. It's not run like a hockey team. And I mean, we're at the end of the line here. And again, there's three games left. We have two games against the Capitals, and they finish out the season against the Devils next week, right? The 10th.
Monday.
So, like you said, next time we record will be basically the memoriam of the Flyers season. No disrespect to the Flyers, but I don't even think we bury them. We basically just toss them in the river.
You yeet them.
You let them sleep with the fishes after this season.
They wake up with a horse head in their bed.
True. But, I mean, it's just the way it's gone, it's just been disappointing. And it's just gotten worse. Just every time you think they're going to go somewhere, every time you thought they were going to go somewhere this season, they just completely went the other way in a negative way. And I mean, again, like I've said before ad nauseum, we hope we've seen the worst of everyone throughout the organization this season, top down, whether it's Fletcher, AV, the coaching staff, every player. I mean, we've seen guys like everyone is underachieved in some way, shape, or form, and everyone is to blame. It's not just on one person or one aspect. It's the entire team. It's the entire organization. Obviously, the power play, penalty kill, all that stuff. It's all been bad, and it just sucks to see. And it's not an overnight fix. We all know that as educated Flyers fans. Not all Flyers fans know that, but as educated fans, we do. And again, you just hope that there are steps taken this offseason that remedy the whatever the hell has been biting this team in the ass all year. Ever since that COVID break, I mean, again, they fell apart. I don't think I've ever watched worse hockey than this season. I thought like that season with Hextall and Hackstall was bad, but this is definitely so much worse. And I mean, again, we have got three games left. What is it, back to back against the Capitals too?
Yeah, I've got the schedule up. It is they play the Capitals in DC Friday and Saturday night, both 7 p.m. Eastern time starts.
Yeah.
And then they close out the season Monday, May 10th at home at 7 p.m. against those New Jersey Devils.
And I mean, anything, it's just, I just feel like I've never been so apathetic towards this team, where I'm still going to watch the last three games if I remember that they're on. Again, I don't know how the hell the game last night slipped away from me, but that's funny. Anyway, I'll always watch them. I'm sure you will too, but it's just like, again, there's a certain expectation that comes with the Philadelphia Flyer brand, and that brand has completely deteriorated in the past few years, and there needs to be something where they either need to find a new type of identity or steps need to be taken to revive that type of brand where, I mean, the Flyers are basically like a neutered dog at this point where, like, they legit have no balls. And, I mean, again, we've seen countless times this season where they haven't stood up for each other. They've completely just laid down and just gotten completely trounced by opponents without any sort of like not even illegal retaliation, just like a guy trying to like get the boys going, like fighting. And it's just sad to see. And there's, again, it's such a multifaceted issue between players, coaches, organizational problems, all that stuff. But we're almost at the end for this year, at least. And then hopefully there are better days ahead.
Yeah. And well, the big thing that's been a real Achilles heel in the season is like the Flyers have never been able to string wins together. They've either lost a bunch in a row, or they've won one, then lost one, then won one, then lost one. Like earlier this week, you know, Monday night, they scored a touchdown on the Penguins. They beat them 7-2.
Yeah, and then they got a touchdown scored on them.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, cool. Like, they outplayed the Penguins. They crushed, you blew out the Penguins, and everyone is feeling good. And then they go out to last night, and they're like, oh, here's the goose egg yet again. And like, they made it at one point, it was a one-goal game. Like, they were in it. But they were down 3-0 at one point. So then they had to battle back, and then just the Penguins just said, well, we're not going to lose. And, you know, they decided to win and score their own touchdown. So we're going to go more into it, obviously, next week when we do our In Memoriam episode. But just, I can't wait till this.
I think we've kind of just completely exhausted ourselves at this point with every cliche, every phrase, every negative thing that we could say about how this team has played this season has been said more than once, more than 10 times probably. And I mean, it's like, it is what it is at this point, and it be like that, as we said last week.
It really be like that.
I think also, again, like I said, if they bring back that whole anytime, anywhere BS for their slogan next year,
God,
I'm automatically out on this team, because like that should have just been the slogan for the bubble, because obviously you weren't even playing at your home arena. But it's like, all right, we get it. The season is shortened again this year, but you're playing at the Wells Fargo Center. You're playing on the same sort of timeline. Obviously, everything shifted because of last season, but it's like, let's get something besides, like, let's not reuse stuff here. I don't know. Again, we just bring back the days of Vengeance Now, or all like Orange Crush, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But again, with the way that this team's identity has gone down the toilet, I don't even think they can bring that back. So
no,
I don't know. I just, again, we all expected a lot more this year out of this team, and they just completely fell flat on their faces, and then the cement from under them crumbled as well, and they fell into the earth's core and burned. So I don't know what more can be said.
No.
I'll have to start watching more movies and stuff again, so we can bring back more analogies and comparisons and all that stuff, so we can find new ways to tell people how bad they've been.
Yeah, they definitely have not played with any gumption.
No.
Like we asked them to 2 weeks ago. Like, it's been a continuation of this their whole year of shitty play.
Yeah.
And you're mad at the Flyers, you're mad at Department of Player Safety, you're mad at other fans. Like, this year has just been not at all. You're mad at Dave Scott for his comments that he made on Monday. Also, the Inquirer didn't help him out at all with the title they gave. Because, like, most people, like, don't actually read the article. They see the headline and they react to that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what causes, you know, the shit show online. Which I feel like is a big part of what happened on Monday. Because I looked more into what Dave Scott said. And pretty much in the article, he pretty much admitted that he's like, the group's not right. They need to unload a JVR or Voracek. They need to bring in a top four defenseman. Like, he pretty much said all the things that we've all said ourselves of want to be done.
Yeah.
But he also, in the same article, said that he doesn't feel like the Flyers need to give anything up of huge value to get those pieces. And it's like, well, do you really know how hockey and trades work?
I was going to say, there's also a flat cap, so you definitely have to give up something of value in these times.
Yep. So, most definitely.
What else I was going to say something, but I forget. I'm blanking. But
so the Flyers this year, they blanked.
Oh, I was going to say this. This is basically, it's been a season to forget. It's been a season that you want to forget, but you can't forget it because you hope that it's somewhat of like a turning point or a final straw in the team, at least the organization, rectifying and correcting what needs to be corrected.
Breaking news. There was an H fight in this Rangers Capitals game.
Oh, really?
Brenna, who was it? We're going live here to 5 Minute Major Radio correspondents in the field, Brenna P. Wolf. Brenna Wolf, who was fighting in the game? Pavel Buchnevich and unidentified combatant.
Ooh. Let's see.
Wait, hold on. I got the screen up. Maybe it's delayed. This is.
Oh, actually, more breaking news, too.
Buchnevich? He like cross-checked Anthony Mantha like in his face mask. Mantha went to go drop his gloves, and then a fight ensued.
Also, I saw Tom Wilson is out of the game for the remainder of the game.
What was that?
Tom Wilson's not returning to the game.
Is he hurt, quote unquote?
Yep.
Or did the Capitals? Or do the Capitals pull him?
Capitals PR, the PR team Twitter, they tweeted out he won't return to tonight's game because of an upper body injury.
Yeah, that's a load of bullshit.
So, the plot thickens.
I think that was probably George Parros or the league going to the Capitals and saying, you're pulling him out of this game now.
Dude, we are living... It's the WWE now.
A Royal Rumble night. Fight night at MSG.
I was going
to
say something.
That might just have to be the podcast title this week. It's Fight Night at MSG.
The NHL is on fire. Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Yes.
Great movie, Dark Knight.
You merely adapted the dark. I was born in it.
All right, well, I think maybe with that Bane impression, do we wrap it up for the night before we just go completely off the rails here?
I feel like we have to. This has been like, it's been one of the most, like, we've talked about the Flyers, but we've mostly talked about, like, what's the big story in hockey, which is what we're supposed to do. You know, that happens every once in a while. So I guess with that, Matt, you've got anything else for all of you listeners? I hope they enjoy this episode because it has been a doozy.
I mean, I think, like I said, the tasks at hand, the topics at hand were the hot topics that we definitely had to touch on before they got stale. So I think we did our job for tonight. There are some other news, but hey, we run the show how we want here, and
we live in the moment.
That's all we're gonna do for tonight.
Yes, definitely. So. For those who are a little bit upset that we didn't have a Flyers-heavy podcast, one, you can always listen to our old podcasts if you want to go relive this season any more than you've already done. But I can assure you, next week, we are going all in memoriam of this season. So stay tuned for that episode, which will be coming to you guys on a Tuesday next week. We have an earlier podcast.
Mm-hmm.
For, you know, it's a busy week next week. Masher knows what's going on. But,
oh, yeah.
But pretty much that's it. Thank you, everyone, for your listenership. Yes, that's right. No ad break this episode because we just flew right through it. So you've heard it at the beginning of this episode because that's how we do things when it's a hot button topic like we had this evening.
Yes.
So with that, thank you, everyone. Thank you for your listenership. Thank you for support. Flyers just... do that hockey. We've got 3 games left. Put us out of our misery, and we will see you guys next week.